We're here with Dieter Schuler, who is the Vice President of Sales and Business Development at Radiant Logic. How are you, Dieter?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Listen, we're at the show, obviously, taking a full overview of the latest security issues and product. Can you tell us what you see as the latest trends out there this year?
Yeah, there's a number of things that we're seeing in the security market, specifically around identity management and compliance and risk management. And one of the things that we're seeing is people are being asked to do more with less. IT budgets are pretty stable. In many cases, they're being cut. Employees are being cut. There's a need to leverage more effectively what you have today. We're seeing, in spite of the market, a significant trend toward mergers and acquisitions. And part of the reason for that is, financial institutions, as an example, are being forced to do that. Mm-hmm. We're seeing situations where people are starting to adopt software as a service applications versus trying to build them in-house or run them in-house, I should say. And we're seeing more and more of a need for what I would call a multi-tenant environment because of the adoption of cloud computing. So those are kind of the trends that we're seeing, and specifically what we're seeing with regard to identity management and compliance and risk management is that people are having to do much more with the existing assets that they have. So one of the challenges that we see in the identity management space consistently is that all of the applications and initiatives that people bring in assume that they have a single place that they can go to or point to where they have a complete list of the identities, the credentials, and the attributes that they're going to use to define and enforce a policy. That never exists, right? Most enterprises, if you think about a typical environment, have Active Directory where they keep employees, maybe a separate contractor database, they have a customer database, they may have something for partners or vendors, they have a different directory for their web initiatives than they do for their NOS or email initiatives. So if you look at the typical enterprise, they have probably 10, 15, 20 places where various facets or aspects of an identity exist. And for an enterprise to be able to harness that and leverage it effectively is a very difficult task. And it's something that people often forget.
I think you're right. How is Radiant Logic, though, approaching that problem?
So what Radiant has is an abstraction layer that sits between the existing identity assets, which are often inflexible, and the new applications that have specific requirements. So in the same way that products like VMware have allowed companies to more effectively harness their hardware and operating system assets, Radiant is allowing companies to more effectively harness their identity assets and to make them meet the business requirements that are coming down the pike.
Sure. Considering that solution or that approach, what really makes you guys different from other folks attempting to do the same thing? Because we know that there are other folks in the market as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the ways that people have tried to solve this in the past is through meta directories. And meta directories, while the appeal was there conceptually, have often failed from a deployment perspective because what's happened is that the meta directory requires you to centrally store all of this data. And it's not a popular thing from a business perspective to walk into all of the different data owners within an enterprise and say, I want a copy of your data. They don't know how it's going to be treated. They can't secure it. They lose control of it, right? So the paradigm has been turned upside down with the advent of virtualization technology, because now what you're doing is you're making all of the data owners publishers. So when you go to them and say, I'm going to give you a tool whereby you can publish, control, and secure the data that you own, you will continue to own it. But by virtue of you having done this, I can now do what I need to do, and you can benefit from what I'm doing because you're getting access now to all the other systems that have data that's valuable to you. Completely changes the picture.
Right, right. Is there any aspect of your product that you guys are emphasizing at the show this year?
Absolutely. The big thing for us right now is the contextual aspect of it. If you think about context and the way that it can be represented through a hierarchy, right? The value proposition is that I can bring in now not only the information that's specifically related to the person object, right, employee, customer, partner, but all of the contextual information around that person, right? What roles do they have? What groups are they part of? From a security perspective, that's really, really important. But even from a business perspective, what orders have they placed? What is my relationship with this customer, right? I can improve the experience. I can mitigate risk. And by doing that, I can make money or save money.
Okay. You know, considering the verticals that we focus in, financial and government right now,
yep.
Well, what advice do you have for these folks dealing with some of the issues that you're bringing in?
The most important advice that I would give anyone that's trying to put together a sound identity management strategy mm-hmm. is don't forget about the foundation. And what I mean by that is everything that you're trying to do, authentication, authorization, federation, role management, provisioning, delegated administration, the list goes on and on, have a fundamental premise. And if you don't understand where the existing information about your identities exists, how they're related, and what I mean by that is that you have different systems in which one may represent the identity as John Smith, and the other it may be Jonathan Smith, and in the third it may be J. Smith, right? Until you solve that fundamental problem of correlating these identities, you're going to be circling around all of the other initiatives. And the other strong advice that I would give people is don't look at one aspect of it. If you're focused on just authentication, right, there's a reason you're doing that. The reason you're authenticating somebody is so you can treat them effectively from a security and a relationship perspective beyond that, right? So the only reason you're doing authentication is to authorize or to provision or to do other things with that identity once you've authenticated them. And if you focus on just one of those aspects without taking into consideration all of the others, you will fail.
Great. Well, Dieter, thank you very much, and have a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.